97.5, The Fanatic.
Well, good Saturday morning, Philadelphia. I'm Andrew Salchunas right here on 97.5, The Fanatic, taking you until 12 o'clock. Josh Rabick producing the show today. We're going to continue to have some fun going back to what we did last week. Last week, we figured out, well, we tried to figure out, we debated, but we had our list of the best players at each position for the Phillies and the Sixers during our lifetime. It wasn't going all the way back. It was during our lifetime. So we're going to do the same thing coming up with the Eagles, and we'll do the same thing with the Flyers today as well. So that's going to be part of the show today. But the thing that I really want to jump off on, and it's something that to me the immediate answer is yes, and then I wonder if people stop and think about it and how they would, if they would change their mind. So this whole idea that the vaccine for the coronavirus might not be done for another like 18 months. It's not just an idea. It's not fact, because they could try to expedite it and try to get one done faster. But at the same time, that's mainly how long things happen. It's 12 to 18 months when it comes to finding vaccines for viruses and whatnot. Now, of course, science nowadays, much better than what it was before. So hopefully, with some of the brightest minds out there, because it's a pandemic, hopefully with the brightest minds out there, they can maybe get one done faster. But there is an idea that if it does go 18 months, at some point, they want to try to get somewhat of the world back to normal. And when I say they, I mean anything that is involved with economy. And one of those things, of course, is sports. So sports, I mean, let's face it, just last week, 1 week ago, the president had a conference call with each of the commissioners from the major sports leagues. Not just the four majors here in the United States, but the others as well. PGA, NASCAR, WNBA, WWE, UFC, you name it. Everybody was called on that conference call. But they want to try to get sports back as soon as possible. There was the report earlier this week about from Jeff Passan about baseball possibly coming back in May and all the teams traveling to Arizona and playing around fields there. I didn't really like that idea. I did like the one that came out yesterday from Bob Nightingale, and we can talk about that today, the idea, and I'll break it down later on in the show. The idea that they're going to do a possible Grapefruit League versus Cactus League, which is what the leagues are during spring training. The Phillies, of course, being a part of the Grapefruit League in Florida. So they would be in the Grapefruit League, not in the National League. Whereas some other teams would be that are not in the American League would be in the Cactus League. So the Phillies, their division would look as follows. It would be Yankees, Pirates, Tigers, and Blue Jays. Not Nationals, Braves, Marlins, Mets. Yankees, Tigers, Pirates, Blue Jays. So we'll talk about that later on. But that was one of the other ideas. There are so many ideas. Tony La Russa said it great in the article from Bob Nightingale. The only thing that we can't do is give up. So the only thing that we can do right now is find any possible idea that we can come up with. Whether it's playing in May in Phoenix or whether it's playing sometime in June or July down in Florida and Phoenix and having the two separate leagues, and then the winner of each of those leagues plays in the World Series in some dome somewhere. But it all comes back to one thing. All of those games will have no fans in attendance. All of those games. If the NBA was to come back this season, no fans in attendance. If the NHL was to come back this season, no fans in attendance. I don't think those leagues come back, but if they did, it would be empty stadiums except for the players, the trainers, the coaches, some security personnel, and media members. Some media members. I'm sure that they would limit the amount of media members. There are hundreds of people that can get a Phillies media pass. I guarantee you they cut that down. Like, I have a Phillies media pass. I wonder if I would still have it because I'm not, like, writing on it on a daily basis. I don't know how they would do that. But it all comes down to one thing, no fans in attendance. And I know that for this year, I think people are totally on board, right? Okay, at least we get the NBA back for a playoff, right? You're not going to get any more regular season games back, but at least if they come back, you get NBA playoffs. If the NHL were to come back, they would get NHL playoffs. I know they put out the standings the other day. Hey, if the season ends today, this is what the matchups would look like. And for baseball, same thing. And we are all so hungry for sports. We are starved for sports. Not just here in Philadelphia. If you call somebody from Texas, I guarantee you they're starved for sports too. We are all stars for sports. But I want to ask a question. What if this continues into next year? Sports comes back this year. You get like 100 games of baseball plus the playoffs in this Cactus League and Grapefruit League possibility. Then there's football. Football, they're still saying, is going to start on time. I don't know if that's possible. We'll find out. But let's say football does start on time. I don't see a possibility where fans can be allowed. I just really don't. If we're talking about social distancing, stadium like the Link that holds, what, 70, 80,000 people, you're not going to allow that many people in there unless the vaccine is already done. But I don't think it's going to be done within the next 5-6 months. So, football, there's a possibility. Nobody in attendance. So what I want to ask today, again, the immediate answer for you is probably, yeah, sure, of course. But I wonder how it is for some other people. Would you just give up an entire year of being able to attend a sporting event? As long as you get sports back. So here you go. Let's say you can't go to a... And I'm not saying this year. I'm not saying the playoff matchups of the Sixers and Flyers. I'm not saying the 100 games of the Phillies. I'm saying the 2021 Eagles, the 2021 Eagles, sorry. The 21-22 Sixers, because that wouldn't, it's not going to come back this year, or will come back late this year. So it would be 2021. It's early. The math is struggling here. So you get the 2021 Eagles. You get the team. You get to watch the games. You get to see Eagles-Cowboys twice a week or twice a year. But the time that they play in Philadelphia, you can't go. The 2021 Sixers. So the start in October, November range, the beginning of the season, 2021. Same with the Flyers. And then next year's Philly schedule, the 2021 Phillies. Now, I say yes in a heartbeat. Because I want sports back. I don't care. I don't care if it's quiet. I don't care if they need to pump in crowd noise. I don't care if they have to come up with some sort of formula to make it seem like the real thing. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting how broadcasts make it more entertaining. We all love watching Eagles football. But let's face it, when the crowd noise is coming in through your TV, that gets you pumped up at your own house. You could be sitting there by yourself watching with your dog like I do pretty much every weekend. You'll still get pumped up hearing the crowd noise, even though you're not even there. But it would be silent. It would be crickets. I say yes. I need sports back. I don't care. Personally, you look at the Eagles. 2 years ago, I didn't go to a single game because 2 years ago, I was hosting a watch party. Last year, I was doing the post-game show. So the first half, I watched at my home, drove over to here during halftime, watched the second half here in the studio. So Eagles games, for me, I haven't gone to one in 3 years. But I know a lot of people that make a day out of it. Yes, they go for the game, but they're also there for the 10 a.m. gate open for the 1 o'clock kickoff so that they can hang out for three hours. Right? So you can hang out for 3 hours, get boozed up, then you go into the game, then you're rowdy. Game ends around 4 o'clock. You're going back into the parking lot to party some more. I've done it. I know how it goes. I know how people want to do that. Phillies games. What's a summer like when you don't go to a Phillies game? I know not everybody goes. The last 2 years, I've probably gone to 50 games each of the last two seasons. Baseball to me is my summer. Phillies to me is my summer. I could forget, I could, you know, give up a year of going to a game as long as I get it back. But I don't know. What about the people that do the season tickets? That for 30 years, think about this. For 30 years, there's a man that's had season tickets that goes to every single home game every single year. And if they don't make it to all 81, they get to 75 of them. They miss six of them for probably a graduation or something. Because they've been having the tickets for 30 years, so they probably have grandkids at this point. Think about the Sixers fan that has got season tickets during the process and continue to go post-process. Can't go to 41 home games. Would you give that up? Now, of course, you're not getting charged for your tickets. Let's make that clear. It's not like you're getting charged and you're not allowed to go. Stinks for the organizations, but they got enough money as it is. I want to ask you today, 610-632-0975. Would you give up a full year? That's the Eagles 2021 season, the Sixers 2021 season, the Flyers 2021 season, and because baseball is probably not going to come back until midway this year anyway, we're going to go for the 2021 full season. Yes, the teams are playing. Yes, the leagues are playing, but you can't go to the games. 610-632-0975. Would you do that? Now, Joe tweets in a great answer. What kind of selfish loser would say no? Give us sports. Attendance is secondary. Well, we have a Twitter poll up and running, and I'm glad that there are the results that there are. But there is a minority that says, no, I can't do it. So, yes, I would do that is at 85% of the vote, which is good. But there are still 15% of people that say, no, I can't do that. It's almost like they would rather not have any sports. They would rather have not any sports because that way they can't go, oh, man, the Phillies are playing, but I can't go today because they don't, the stupid virus, I'm not allowed to go. Like Tristan tweets in, sports over the no sports at all. I agree. I'm with you. But I want to kind of hear from the people that make it their lives. And even if you say, yes, I could do that, because let's face it, the majority is saying yes, because we just want sports. We want something to watch every single night. We want something to bet on every single night if you're one of those people, like me and Josh. You want stuff like that. You want stuff to talk about. You want to be able to go to your local bar if things open back up and go, hey, did you see that game last night? Or you're watching the game. You want to be able to come back to work the next day, not just sports radio work, but like, you know, if you're an accountant, you want to go in and say, oh my God, man, did you see the Sixers last night? It was great.
You don't mess with the man's rituals.
Or do you want to go to your accountant job and say, oh, did you, Sixers lose? You see the Sixers lose again yesterday to the Hawks? Because that drives me insane. The people that do spend so much money and so much time on season tickets, on parking, on food, would you, I almost want to know, because I don't do that stuff. I don't go to Eagles games because I'm working during them. I go to Phillies games, but I am fortunate enough to have a media pass where I can go, you know what, I feel like going tonight. You know what, I don't feel like going tonight. I did the baseball show last year, right? The show ended at 7 o'clock. If I did go down, I wouldn't get there till the second or third inning. So there were some nights where I go, you know what, it's not 80 degrees outside. By the time I get there, it's going to be the third inning. It's April. It's still wet and rainy. I don't feel like going. Because I also don't like sitting in the media room. I like going to the standing room area. I like being around the people. I like just experiencing baseball as a fan. Right? I get in with my media pass, but then I hide the media pass. Like, all right, I'll stand out here, Ashburn Alley, watch the game just like everybody else. Because I like to experience it that way. But I wonder how people who spend their money, yes, you'd be saving money, but you make that choice every single year. You know that on certain dates, money will be taken out of your bank account, and you're okay with it because you get to go. Because you get to take your kid, you get to take your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, your boyfriend. You get to do that kind of stuff. It's a night out. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed from 2003 to 2011. My father did the 17-game plan. The first couple years, it was four tickets. And it was me, my dad, my mom, and my sister. And then if my mom and my sister didn't want to go because they weren't the biggest Phillies fans, I was able to bring, you know, two of my buddies. Or he invited one of his buddies with his kid. That kind of stuff. I enjoyed that so much. And then after a couple years go by, we cut it down to just two tickets because, you know, it costs more money. Phillies are winning. Ticket prices go up. Hey, we don't need to bring your friends every single week and spend money on them and not get anything in return. So let's just do us two. And it was the father-son night out. 17 games a season. I loved that. It was something that I could look forward to probably once a week or once every 2 weeks, knowing that, oh, on this date, I'm going to go to this game and I'm going to see Kyle Kendrick pitch because for some reason, every time I went, Kendrick was pitching. But you know, if you are the person, again, I was a kid, I wasn't paying for it. If you're one of those people that you are one of those 17-game members or one of those season ticket, 81 games, 41 for basketball and hockey, 8 for the Eagles. You know that on certain dates, the money will be taken out of your account and you don't care because you can't wait to go. How do you feel that you won't be able to? 610-632-0975. Now, Josh Rabick producing the show today. We're going to continue our Eagles and Flyers conversation where we started last week. We did the best Phillies of our lifetime, best Sixers of our lifetime. It's sad how bad the Sixers have been in our lifetimes, and it's sad that we debated over specific catchers, Mike Lieberthal versus Carlos Ruiz. But we're going to do Eagles and Flyers today. We'll probably start that around the 10 o'clock hour. Are you okay with sports coming back but not being able to attend for an entire year?
I am, but there is some form of hesitation that comes with it. So I'm going to jump at that and say yes, because I barely get to hang out with my friends. When I do now, it's essentially like, what do we do now? Do we talk?
Right, exactly.
And now if you at least get sports back, it's okay, we got sports back. The only downside is it's kind of like when preseason football comes back, where you want it back, you need it back, but then it comes back and you're like, this isn't the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, the Sixers were a dominant home team. And I don't think it's the schoolyard stuff where you know the way the wind's blowing, you know the way the rim bounces, you know where the soft spot on the backboard is. Like, it's not like that. It's, yeah, you know what, Philadelphia, you do a hell of a job, Philly fans. Sixers fans, you do a great job. That building is rocking when the Sixers are playing there. That's why they only lost twice at home this year and somehow didn't even get to 10 wins on the road. But like Josh says, yeah, you're so excited, you're so excited, you're so excited. You get sports back, but then like what happens like a week into sports and it's just empty ballparks or it's empty arenas or it's empty stadiums? It's going to be a sad thought, a sad, like, do yourself a favor. Go onto YouTube or whatever web, you know, service you use. It's all YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in the Orioles game with no fans. It happened a few years ago. There were riots in Baltimore where they shut the city down. But the Orioles were still at home and had a series. And they played, I don't know if it was two games, but I know for a fact they played one. They played a game with no fans, because they shut the city down. The city was on lockdown except for the Baltimore Orioles and whoever their opponent was. There was a few media members. It would look exactly like that game. So do yourself a favor and look that up. Because somebody got a base hit for the Orioles and all you hear is, hey, good job, man. Because it's like the six guys in the dugout that are like the team players that applaud. Because let's face it, you have 25 men on your roster. 10 of them are in the bullpen. The other 15, one guy's up to bat. The other 14 are in the dugout. And not all 14 guys are, yeah, nice hit, man. Unless it's the World Series. Regular game in the regular season, it's like, all right, dude, nice job, man. There's a foul ball that was hit into the stands. You hear it hit the seat. Because there's nobody there to catch it. Because there's no crowd noise. There's no nothing. And then, don't get me started, I don't even know if the organist was there. But like, let's go, Orioles. Oh yeah, there's no clapping because there's no fans. It would be such a weird experience. And what Josh just said, and he said it was the White Sox. Thank you, Josh. What Josh just said, immediately you say yes. You get sports back. You're thrilled. I'm like, oh my God, I get to watch the Phillies play the Yankees in their own division, which is kind of weird, but hey, I like it. But as some time goes on, you go, wow, I can't go to a game. And I don't have season tickets for the Phillies. I don't have season tickets for the Sixers, Flyers, or Eagles. I rarely go because I'm working half the time during these games. But for the people that live it every single day, for the people that have Eagles season tickets for the last 40 years and have made an event of it every single week that they're at home, whether it's a Sunday afternoon game, a Sunday night game, Monday night game, Thursday night game, you're there 3 hours before the game because the gates open up. You have the great tailgate RV, the tailgate bus. You have the grill out. You have the food, the beer, the popcorn, you name it. You have it all. And you can't do that. You get to watch the Eagles on TV, and you get to see replays. You get to see all that stuff, which you probably haven't seen in years because you're at the stadium. But you can't go. And it almost feels like a part of you dies on the inside.
Because that's the thing what people aren't thinking about. And again, the number to get in, 610-632-0975. A part of me will die on the inside that I can't go to Citizens Bank Park once this year. Or all of 2021, because that's how we're terming it. I'm not being selfish. It's just, it's my summers as a kid was at Veterans Stadium and Citizens Bank Park. My winters in college was at the Wells Fargo Center because the Sixers were terrible. So it was $3 tickets and a $3 subway ride from Temple. So me and my roommate went to, man, during those three really bad years, 41 home games, I probably came close to going to 100 games. I was probably in the 80 game range. Again, 80 games in 3 years. Oh, it's not that much. Well, you know what? When you're watching Henry Sims, it's a lot. One game felt like 10. Right? 48 minutes of basketball felt like 48 hours of basketball because it was that bad. It got to the point where you went to see LeBron play and not the Sixers play. But that was my winters in college, was being able to take the subway for cheap tickets at the Sixers games during the process. That's gone. And I know people that live for Philadelphia sports, that live to go to sports. Like, Josh, have you ever done the tailgating thing for an Eagles game? Have you ever done the 3 hours before a game?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how do you do it often, or is it just like once in a while? I don't know if you have season tickets. I don't know.
So my buddy has season tickets, so I'll get like the once a season probably type of deal.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously now we work during the games and everything, but before then, I'd probably do once a season.
Okay, do me a favor and text your buddy, because I want to hear from the people who actually do have season tickets. Because it's one thing for the guy who goes to one Phillies game a year, one Sixers game a year, one Flyers game a year, and never goes to the Eagles game because they're too expensive. And listen, I'm totally on board with you. They are crazy expensive. But it's one thing for the guy that goes to three sporting events a year. It's the other thing for the guy who has spent the last 10, 15, 20 years going to 8 games a year for the Eagles. It's another thing for the guy that does have the season tickets to the Phillies and brings the family. Like, I want to hear from that person today. If you don't give a damn about people in attendance, call in as well, 610-632-0975. But I'd be very interested to hear from the people who would be giving up their tickets for the year that go all the time. Because quite frankly, I will be upset not being able to go to Citizens Bank Park. I would be. I'm taking baseball back. I want it. Don't get me wrong. But it's going to hurt not being able to go to a game once for the entire 2021 season, because that's how we're terming it. Again, Twitter poll, at 975 The Fanatic. And the question as well, 610-632-0975. Would you give up a full year of not being able to attend a sporting event as long as sports return and you can watch it on TV? No 2021 Eagles game that you can go to. No 2021 Sixers Flyers season you can go to. And no 2021 Phillies game you can go to. 610-632-0975. We'll also discuss the idea from Bob Nightingale yesterday that's being tossed around throughout Major League Baseball about possibly doing not a National League and American League this year, but a Cactus League and a Grapefruit League. I'll go through the Phillies division that they would be a part of. I'll talk about their conference, and we'll talk about the situation, how they would handle things, and the World Series would be somewhere in a remote location and all kinds of stuff. Again, no fans, but it's what we're at right now. And I want to talk about it. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and I'm taking you till noon right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
928, 97.5, The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till noon. And shout out to my man Jimmy on the text board. I should probably specify this way, Josh. Where were you on that one, huh? I should start saying the 2020-2021 season, because it sounds like I'm just saying the 2021 season. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I thought you were saying.
Oh, no, I meant like 2020/21 season. So like the Sixers and Flyers will begin in November of 2020 into the 2021 calendar year.
Right. So I usually specify in football that the regular season as the year the regular season's played in, and then I specify the playoffs and Super Bowl as the new year.
Yes. All right. Good work by you. So when I'm saying what I'm saying, Flyers and Sixers, you will be able to watch them, but you will not be able to attend the entire 2020 into 2021 season, that full 82-game season. The Phillies is only the 2021 season because baseball is already going to be cut in half by the time this year starts. So forget this year. They might not even be playing in Philadelphia. Citizens Bank Park will not only be empty from fans this year, it'll probably be empty from players because they're playing in either Florida or Arizona, and we'll get to that later on in the show. But the 2021 Phillies season, the 2020 into 2021 season of the Sixers and Flyers, same with the Eagles. Now, a tweet that I want to read, and of course, a lot of people saying, obviously, I want sports back. But this is from Tim on Twitter. Don't get me wrong. Having sports is better than not having sports at all. But fans make up the atmosphere and add a whole new energy to the game. I just feel like there's going to be something major lacking in the feel of a game if/when they return if there's no fans. Well, yeah. There's definitely going to be something lacking. You know what's going to be lacking? Home court, home field advantage. That's gone. Home ice advantage, that's gone. Yes, you might know specific things. Like, you might know the dead spot on the floor. But for the most part, I'm pretty sure these NBA arenas are pretty good with fixing things. It's not like your local high school gym where you know right when you cross midcourt, there's that little dead spot where if you try to dribble right there, no, the ball's not coming up as high. So you try to avoid it. It's not like your Sunday League baseball field where you know that the mound is slightly to the left. So always throw your curveball a little more to the right so that it crosses over the plate. Yes, I know how to pitch on Tarkin Recreation. Because that's the field we play at. It's a dump, but hey, it works. We get to go play every Sunday when there's no pandemic going on. And you know the tricks of the field. That stuff's different. But it's the crowd noise. Just think of 2008. Everybody standing up, waving their rally towels. Brad Lidge, you tell me that he didn't get an extra bit of adrenaline when he was on the mound, when that entire stadium was going nuts? You mean to tell me that the Sixers don't get an extra shot of adrenaline when they're playing in front of 20,000 crazy Sixers fans during a playoff game or even during a regular season game? That actually means a lot. That means a lot. Now, IBH Philly tweets in, I would love to be able to watch on TV, but I know knuckleheads would gather in front of someone's big screen, especially the NFL. Now, again, we don't know what the rules are. I'm just saying no fans in attendance. Somebody tweeted in, can we watch at bars? You probably can. I don't know what the rules will be come July or come September or come next year. I don't know what the rules are going to be. So I'm not making up all these caveats. I'm not saying, yeah, of course you can watch at bars. I don't know. We don't know what's going to be open. People are still going to gather at people's houses. I know it's going to happen. People are still doing it. And quite frankly, it's stupid. But what do I know? So I don't know what other things you can do, but all I know is people will not be able to go to games. PSL, Pat tweets in. Here you go. This is the dumbest poll ever. Who the hell wants to watch our teams with no fans in attendance? They make the games what they are. Can you imagine Flyers playing in the Cup Finals with no fans at the Wells Fargo Center? No thanks. So my man Pat says it's the dumbest poll ever, Josh. But he is one of the 14% that say, no, I can't do that.
And you can tell he's a hockey fan because, I mean, it's all coming from the Wells Fargo Center-like mentality of you need them for home ice advantage.
Or it's because also his picture on Twitter is the Flyers logo.
Well, there you go.
You got that right. But, like, I get it, dude. Pat, like, that's why I'm saying I want people to think a little bit before they answer. The immediate answer is yes, 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 give me sports back. And I'm saying that. Give me sports back. Quite frankly, I don't care if I can't go to a game. I just need to watch something. I need to talk about something on the radio. This is the dumbest poll ever? Why do you think it's the dumbest poll ever? I got nothing else, bro. I don't have a Sixers game to react to today. Flyers would be in the playoffs right now. I can't be talking about how excited I am that they're up 3-0. We're down 3-0.
or tied at 2 or tied at 1. I can't talk about that today. So let me have this, Pat. By the way, you're also in the minority. So that's why I just want people to think about it for a second. Because you can't go. You can't go and cheer. You can cheer from your house. They can't hear you. They can't. Maybe some people show up outside of Citizens Bank Park and then they somehow watch the game on their phones and they can cheer from outside the stadium. But I guarantee you security won't let that happen either. So the number, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Josh in Audubon. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo, Josh, what's up, man?
Yeah, you know, selfishly, I need the sports. I would sacrifice the no fans thing. And obviously, it would be so weird at first. But I'll talk about from a football standpoint because I'm more Eagles than anything else. But, you know, it'd be super, super awkward. But as soon as you get game one and you're in the fourth quarter and you're down 3, like, you're going to be so into it with your family or whoever you're watching with, you might not even realize it. However, like what you were talking about, like artificially, like pumping noise in through the TV, like crowd noise, or, you know, to try to prop up the entertainment value.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be ease noise. Like, I feel like that would be a little bit better than the TV artificial noise.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. Like, it's something that from a production value, I don't know if you can pump the crowd noise in if you're the people who work the PA at Lincoln Financial Field or Citizens Bank Park. I don't know if it's just the NBC sports crew that can pump in the crowd noise. I don't know how they would handle that kind of stuff. But let's face it, there is an entertaining value of it when you get to hear the crowd coming in through your TV or in through your radio, you name it. There is something to it. It'll be weird only hearing the basketball hitting hitting the hardwood. It would be weird only hearing the puck hitting the boards or people slashing with their skates. Like it would be weird to not hear any crowd noise whatsoever.
Oh, for sure, no doubt about it. And to bring up your point about the people that live through it and the financials are part of it. Like it's so funny. Like my situation on the ship and stuff. So. Yeah. I usually plan my vacations like around all my sports. And, you know, I'm usually home for 6 weeks of the Eagles season. So around this time when the schedule's about to come out, it's like, all right, I got to put away this much for this road game. And then I'm going to tailgate these 3 home games. I'm going to go to these 2. Like, it's so weird. Like,
let me know. Am I right? A certain part of you is going to be like dead on the inside that you can't do that.
It's going to be weird, because especially like the first home game. Like it's Sunday morning and I'm like sleeping until 11. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm usually like a 6-pack deep and,
right.
like what's going on? My body clock is going to be like, the Eagles are on. Like, what are you doing? I would definitely sacrifice it, to guarantee, that next year we would be back to normal and, hey, I'll have a few extra bucks in my pocket too, so maybe I'll go to double the amount of games next year.
Well, that's the biggest thing, Josh, and I appreciate the call. Great talking to you as always, man. People are going to save money. Everybody's got Comcast at this point, or Verizon, or whatever it is. Everybody's got something to watch games. And whether you're streaming, whatever. So it's not like you're going to be paying more money just so you can watch the games. No, you already have that stuff. But it's the thousands of dollars that people spend because they have Eagles season tickets. Thousands of dollars that they spend for the season tickets of the Phillies, or the hundreds of dollars that you spend for the 17 game plan. Like, that stuff, you will save money. And Josh is right. Maybe then you go to another extra, maybe you go to a road game the following year because you saved that money. Or maybe you just put it towards something probably more important, but what do I know? But Patty tweets in. She says, Eagles season ticket holder here. In the beginning, I was appalled at the thought of sporting events without fans. Now I'll take it any way that they can make it work, but I'm just beaten down. So she's upset because she knows that she can't go. And I don't know. Like, I don't live the Eagles experience. I don't. I've worked the last 2 years. I wasn't doing it at college because I had no money. I was actually here during the college, when I was in college, because I was cutting audio for the games. Probably for the last 4 years, I worked during Eagles games. Last 4 years.
So I haven't gone to a game. I think I went to one in the last 4 years. No, it was probably more than that. No, it was Chip's final year. So 2015? 2016? 2016, I went to the Eagles-Cardinals game after they beat the Patriots. Remember they beat the Patriots, Josh, in 2016? Everybody thought that they were done, and they're like, oh, this is going to be the final nail in the coffin. Patriots are going to beat the Eagles.
I remember it was all the defensive and special teams
touchdowns. Darren Sproles scored it was either a punt or a kick return for a touchdown. And my wife, but at the time, we were just dating at the time, it was right around my birthday, the Eagles-Cardinals game. So she was going to buy me tickets. And I said, do yourself a favor. Because I don't care if I'm going, whether they're winning or losing. I wanted to go to a game. I go, all right, do yourself a favor. Wait till the Eagles lose to the Patriots. Because when the Eagles lose to the Patriots, the tickets are going to drop because they're going to be pretty much out of the playoffs. I'm pretty sure that would have knocked them out of the playoffs, or they would have had a very slim chance of making it. So I said, wait till the game's over and then buy the tickets. And then the Eagles win. And I'm like, buy them now because they're going to skyrocket. And sure enough, she got them at a decent price. But then the very next day, like the same seats around the same area were double the price. Because now it's Eagles-Cardinals at home with a chance to still somehow get into the playoffs. And then the Eagles lost to the Cardinals that game. And that was a tough day. 610-632-0975. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't lived the Eagles experience over the last 4 years because I've been working during these games. So the people that do live it, the 3 hours before kickoff, going nuts, tailgating, drinking, partying. Like, I kind of want to... I got to reach out to, you guys all know E-Rock. I almost got to reach out to him and be like, yo, dude, what would life be like for you? Because E-Rock built this huge, incredible tailgate. Every single home game, he's there, as well as hundreds of other people. That's gone. No tailgating, no nothing. They're not going to open up the gates for you to tailgate and hang out and then watch the game from the parking lot. They're not going to allow that. So I wonder how much that changes for people. 610-632-0975. Rocco, you hang tight. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you till noon right here on 97.5.
The Fanatic.
Welcome back. 945, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas. So the question today, and we're getting a lot of good responses on Twitter. The phones are open, 610-632-0975. We'll get to Rocco in a second. But great answers on Twitter. And the question today is whether or not you could survive, I guess, not being able to attend a sporting event for a full year. Sports will be back. And I'm not even saying for this year, for the 2020 Phillies, right? Baseball seems to be the first sport that's going to come back. I know Adam Silver really wants, you know, basketball to return for the playoffs. I know, and the NHL wants to come back for the playoffs, you name it. I know those leagues want to come back. I just don't know if they're going to be able to. And if they are going to be able to, quite frankly, I think it's going to be a bad product. Like, I don't think the NBA playoffs will have the same lore. Obviously, everybody's going to watch. Everybody's going to watch because sports is back. But guys aren't in mid-season, late-season form. Yes, everybody's rested, so maybe they're feeling good, and maybe they can do a little bit more. Like LeBron, who's up there in age in terms of NBA lifetime, maybe he's even better. Guys that come back, maybe they're a little more healthy. This whole Ben Simmons, we still don't know about Ben Simmons. They're not giving out updates, obviously, because the league's not going on. So why would we get a Ben Simmons update? But the thing is, like, okay, the NBA comes back. I don't know. Maybe I'm not even saying the right stuff. Like, I want to watch, but I just feel like maybe it might not be as good. Like, for all these leagues, they're going to have to give them 2 or 3 weeks to get back. I've been saying this for a few weeks now. And Josh, you've been producing the shows, you know. Like, every sport, they're going to have to give them like 2 or 3 weeks to get back into some sort of playing shape. We joke around about Joel Embiid all the time. He misses 2 games because of a finger injury, and all of a sudden he looks like he gained 100 pounds. Imagine a full month. It's been 1 month today, 1 month since no sports, since the NBA and NHL suspended their seasons. It feels like it's been 55 years, but it's been 1 month. I mean, let's face it. Embiid misses a full month of being able to play. We know how he acts out on the court. But the question today is whether or not you could go an entire year of not being able to attend the sport. You'll get the Phillies back soon, but it's only going to be for 100 games, and it's going to be in Florida and Arizona. So let's say for 2021, you can't go to any of the 81 home games for the Phillies, and for the people that like doing the road trip every single year, because I know you're out there, you can't go to any of the 81 road games. You can't make the trip to Boston to see the Phillies play in Fenway. You can't make the trip to any of the New York teams. You can't go to Pittsburgh. You can't make that train ride or the bus ride or drive yourself to D.C. to see the Phillies take on the Nationals. You can't do any of that. You can't go to any of the 8 Eagles home games for the 2020-2021 season. And same with the Sixers and Flyers. Can you do that? So some responses on Twitter. This is from Chris. At this point, I'll give up the night out. I'll order food in, grab a few beers, Zoom or Skype with some friends and family, and watch the game together. I just want the distraction from the craziness back. If we can do it safely for the players, i.e. entertainers, I'll do that. So that is who I'm kind of trying to talk to. The people that are doing it for not only the game experience, but I mean the 17 game plan of my childhood with me and my dad, it was also a night out. All right, we did the food, whether we went somewhere out to eat before or whether we just got there at 6 o'clock so we could watch batting practice and all that. Yeah, we went there for the game because we're huge Phillies fans. But we also went there for the night out, for the father-son bonding time. Because if I wasn't playing baseball, we were talking about baseball and going to Phillies games. The people that do the grandfather, father, and son that go to the Eagles game, right? You have the three generations of the family. I'm sure you know somebody who does that. That's what I want to know. How's it gonna feel for you to give that up? 610-632-0975. And again, Tommy also responds saying, would I still be able to go to the bars? I don't know. So I responded to Tommy saying, not sure, but if I say no, what would your answer be? Because if he can't even go to a bar, he can only go home and watch the game. Is he in? We'll find out. Let's go to Rocco in San Diego. Rocco, you're a 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, great show today, and I love listening to you guys on iHeartRadio. I get to listen to some sports talk, but you know what? I'll take sports any way I could get them. I'm out here in San Diego. I do travel every year for one Philly game, one Flyer game, one Sixer game, one Eagle game. I fly every year for a lot of my friends that grew up out here go with me just to go. They're not Eagle fans, but they just like to travel and check out new cities. But
that's cool.
I'll take it any way we could get it. You know, it's just like this can't go on forever. It feels like every week we're getting deeper and deeper into the year where we're going to be locked into our house. Out here, they're saying we could be in our house for 2 more months, which is unheard of. You know, I just can't believe that they have the foresight to already find out what's going to happen 3 months down the road, you know?
Right.
This could change in a month. We don't know. We've never been through this. So I think there's going to be a certain part of fans that will never go back to a football game just because how close they are to other people, you know? So I would take sports. I even take a Union game at this point, you know. I'll take any Philly sport I can get out of here.
You know, it's funny that you say, you know, there might be people that won't want to go ever again because of how close you are. I mean, Dr. Fauci's out there saying that we shouldn't shake hands anymore. If you're at a Phillies game and Bryce Harper hits a walk-off grand slam like he did last year against the Cubs, you're telling me you can't high-five the guy next to you? Like, is that what you were, like, are we going to be at the point where you can't even high-five a stranger next to you?
I totally agree. I feel like our country's changed forever. They're saying we couldn't.
It's not just our country. It's the world, man. It's not just here.
Yeah, you're right. And I think you're going to see people wearing masks for years to come now. You know, it's just frustrating that we're already forecasting 4 or 5 months down the road that we're not going to have fans when we don't know what's going to happen a month from now, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear. I mean, I'm just, listen, it's a Saturday morning with no sports going on. I'm doing sports talk radio, so I am going to look a little down the road and whatnot and not talk about what's going on right now. But I got to ask you something specific, Rocco, because you are from San Diego, so it's a little different. You know, you say you travel once a year and you go to all these games. Picture yourself living in, let's just say you live in South Philly. How would it feel where you could have the access to go any single night, but you can't go?
You know what, to be honest, I used to go to a lot of football games, and I just don't think it's fun anymore. I'd rather be on my couch, so it doesn't really matter for me. But I can see the Eagle fans are diehard. I love watching, and I love the tailgates. I would, especially if you lived in South Philly, that's got to be tough if there's a game going on right next to you and you can't even go to it. So I don't know. I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I'm not a, I love going to basketball, baseball, and hockey games, but football is just too much for me anymore. I'm getting up there, you know.
I hear you, Rocco, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for listening from San Diego. What I was trying to get at is like, okay, he's from San Diego. So it's he goes, all right, you know, now I can't make the flight to Philly four times a year to watch an Eagles game, Phillies game, Sixers game, Flyers game. It's the like that's four games in a calendar year, four games in 365 days. I want to hear from the guy that does the 20-game plan for the Sixers, for the Flyers, for the Phillies, has season tickets for the Eagles. Or if they don't have season tickets, they make a point to go to one road game and one home game a year. I know that great organization, Philly Sports Trips. They made that trip to Miami last year with Anthony and the bro. I was supposed to go, but I had something important that day. I got married. Sucks. Could have gone to Miami. Whatever. But what I'm trying to say is, like, the people that make these plans every single year, you can't do it. Is that bother you? Does it not? Are you cool with it? So Carson Harper Simmons tweets in, three great players. Eagles season ticket holder and religious tailgater would be absolutely fine not attending games as long as they actually happen and can watch on TV. That's the person I want to hear from. So you're cool with it. And a religious tailgater. So I'm sure Carson Harper Simmons is not going down at 12:45 for the 1 o'clock kickoff. I'm sure he's not going down at 4 for the 4:25 kickoff. He's going 3 hours ahead of time. That's interesting. I mean, it's not totally interesting because we're starving for sports. We want it back. But I just want to know from those kind of people, and I know I'm kind of limiting myself because I'm only asking season ticket holders. Like, I wanted to open it up. Obviously, if you don't have season tickets, that's fine. Feel free to jump in. I don't have season tickets to any of these teams. And I'm okay with a full year of not being able to go. Because you all know somebody. Josh has a friend who has the Eagles season tickets. You all know a friend who gets tickets from work. And every once in a while, you're the guy that he calls. And you get a free night. And usually when it's company tickets, they're nice seats. You can't do that free night this year. You can't go to the Phillies on a beautiful June, July night. You can't do that kind of stuff. Does that bother you when you go to one game a year, but you look forward for that one game and you can't go now? I just want, like, it's not like a, I kind of want to just sit back and talk about it right now. And I'll get more of Josh's thoughts coming up, 610-632-0975. Because we got 25 minutes of commercial-free radio coming up. We got wide open lines, 610-632-0975. I kind of want to just sort of talk about what it would be like not being able to attend for a full year of sports, a full Eagle season, a full Flyer season, not the remainder of this season for the Flyers and Sixers, but a full year. A full year of the Phillies, not what's going on right now, but the 2021 season. I want to know what it would feel like to not be able to attend, not even have that option to attend. Yes, you get it back and you're excited, but ninth inning, one run ball game, Phillies up, it's top of the ninth, closer's out there, whoever it is, I guess it's Neris. He's out there throwing splitters right over the middle of the plate, and for some reason guys still aren't swinging at him. You can't be up there going nuts. Now you're at home, and it's quiet at the ballpark. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchudas, taking you until noon right here on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
10:01, 97.5 The Fanatic. We've got 25 minutes commercial free radio coming up right now. So if you want to join in, 610-632-0975. We'll get back to the phones in a second. A couple tweets that I want to read in response to today's question about whether or not you could survive a full year of not being able to attend the sporting events. We're hoping that sports come back soon. We're hoping that baseball comes back. And again, later on, probably around 10:30, I'll dive into the idea that Bob Nightingale, and well, it's not an idea that he had. He's reporting on it, about how baseball could have the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League instead of the National League and American League just for this year. And we'll dive more into it at 10:30. I'll explain how they can handle it, explain why they're doing it what the way they will do it. And it all comes back to travel and not getting on planes and all that kind of stuff. But the question is whether or not you would be able to survive not being able to go to a game an entire year. And I know that there's people that go to one game a year. So they don't care. Right? The guy that goes to the Phillies game on one Sunday all season long because his kid's been bugging him all year long. So he goes, all right, fine. I'll take you. And it's almost, instead of him having fun, it's almost like annoying for that guy. Because he's like, oh, fine. We'll go to the one game, damn it. And then he goes to Disney on Ice later that year. He doesn't really want to go to the games. But it's another thing for the people that have the season tickets. And for the most part, a lot of people, and I read the great tweet from Carson Harper Simmons saying that that person's, you know, a season ticket holder and a religious tailgater, they would be absolutely fine to not go to a game, but as long as they get sports back. Another great Twitter account, Blind Guy McSqueezy, tweets in. And he's got a photo of Michael Scott from The Office as his AV or whatever it's called. He goes, dude, I have season tickets to Sixers and Phillies. And I don't even care if I get my refund. I just want sports back on TV. I absolutely love going down to the games, but I love the sports more than the experience.
You're very bold.
So that's interesting. He doesn't even care if he gets his refund back. Now, I know a lot of people would want their refund back. And I think people will get their refund back. There's no way that they can charge people for tickets when they can't go. Like, there's no way. But it's for the people like that. And I'm interested to see that. That he doesn't even care if he gets his refund back. I want to hear from the 10, 17, 20 game plan people, the season ticket people, the people that do the tailgate. You go to the Jetro lot for an Eagles game, before a Sixers game, before a Phillies game. Those places are packed with people tailgating. Can't do that anymore. 610-632-0975. I'll reach out to E-Rock, too. I want to see what he says. Let's go to Mike in South Philly. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I'm your guy. I have season tickets to the Flyers.
Cool.
I have season tickets to the Sixers. I probably go to 3 or 4 Eagle games a year. I tailgate, go to Xfinity all the time. I take all my friends to the game. It's a true experience for me. 1 year without sports, live sports, sounds horrific to me. And to your point, we've already experienced a month of a crucial part of the hockey season. So this is very gut-wrenching to me. However, that said, I would be willing to forego going to the games. I have older parents, God forbid. I have to put their health and safety first. We have to kill this nasty thing. I don't care if I can't go. I don't want sports. But if other people need them to get through, I'm fine with it. But, you know, certainly just wanted to share my perspective.
Yeah, and I appreciate the call, Mike, and I want to talk to you a little bit about it. So, yeah, you don't want to get anyone sick, and you want sports back. But I just wonder, like, what would it be like for you, the person that has season tickets, the person that makes a day out of it, right? Like, you're going to Xfinity Live, you said. I don't know, do you go an hour before? Do you try to go two hours before?
2 hours. Most games, God, whatever I can get away with. God, I have a family. You know
right.
How it is.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So you're going 2 hours before, you know, 7 o'clock puck drop. You're getting Xfinity Live at 5 o'clock. You're hanging with your boys. You're loving it.
You got it.
That's all gone. So, like, what would that be like? What would your... Because you're still going to watch the Flyers games, obviously. You're not going to stop watching. But what would it be like for you now?
I think it's heartbreaking to watch a hockey game without fans. I think they should end the NHL. The only chance is baseball. It's really weird. It won't be one game. I really don't know. I almost don't want it. I live in, if other people need it to get by, I almost just will take it and say no sports. There's all kinds of stuff on YouTube. And then you tell me in 21, all these seasons go back and you lose a season, but we kill the darn virus.
Wait a minute. So you're saying you're okay with losing the full year. I'm not talking about...
I can deal with it.
I'm not talking about the remainder of this season. I'm talking all of next year, too.
I can't deal with football especially. without fans. I think that's horrific. It just doesn't make any. I don't know how you do it.
Wow, that's fascinating. Now,
yeah,
you would give up an entire, and I get it because you're doing it for the betterment of the world, right? It's not just the country, it's not just the city,
and I got a
betterment of the world.
Maybe it's my age too, and I've been to a lot of games. I'll watch that Super Bowl video. We cherish that season. You got to figure other ways, my friend. But I mean, the question is: can the owners and the stadiums that have borrowed a lot of money, as rich as these people are? They borrowed a lot of money. Can the economics work for a full year of shutdown from fans? That's going to be interesting. That's going to be a huge economic
impact. Yeah, it's going to be crazy, Mike, and I appreciate the call. Here's the thing that sucks for that kind of stuff. So if the games are still played on TV, like if they're still played, now Mike doesn't want to play them at all. Mike said, I'd rather them not play if it means no fans, which to me is crazy. I need sports. If no fans are in attendance, I don't really care. I want sports. And Mike is a guy that goes down every single game. It's every single Flyers game. He tailgates 2 hours ahead of time. That's crazy. He loses that. He'd rather the game just completely go away. To me, I can't do that. But what sucks is, yes, the owners will still make money if games are played, but no fans are in attendance. Because they'll make TV revenue. And let's face it, the way things work, if, you know, higher demand, higher prices, that kind of stuff, you know sports will be back. You know you can't go to the sports. So viewership will not only go up because sports will finally come back, but to me, viewership goes up because the 80,000 Eagles fans that go to a home game, they're now watching on TV. That's 80,000 more viewers. The 45,000 fans that go to the Phillies games, except when they stink, it's only like 20,000. But the 45,000 fans that you get, or over the last couple of years, let's say you average 20,000 fans in attendance. That's 20,000 more viewers you'll have on TV. So that means you have 20,000 more viewers, 80,000 more viewers. What are you going to do? You're going to ask for a little more money when it comes to advertising. You're going to ask for a little more money when it comes to the TV deals. So maybe they still make money that way. But they do lose money in concession stands. That's all gone. They lose a lot of money in ticket sales. They'll still make money in jersey sales, I'm sure. Like, I'm sure people are still going to buy jerseys and t-shirts. They're not going to buy them at the stadium, but they'll buy them off the official websites. So they'll still make money. But the problem is, what sucks the most is the people that work at the ballparks. Like all those, the vendors, the people that go up and down the steps giving away, selling the beer, selling the popcorn, selling the hot dogs. It's going to suck, but there will be a time where they can't pay them anymore. And unless it's more players, you know, Joel Embiid is doing is incredible. Giving up $50,000 of his own money. Or $500,000, excuse me. Like, that's incredible what he's doing. But there will come a time, even though they are billionaires, they will say, wow, I can't afford to pay this person their salary for not working at all because I'm losing money in all those areas. I'm still making my TV money because sports are back, but I'm losing all the money. And you go, oh, come on, they're rich. You know, they should dive into their pockets. They're also businessmen. And they're going to go, wow, I'm going to go beneath my bottom line because I'm paying people to not work. And I'm not saying that's the right thing. I'm just trying to be real with you. You know that's going to happen. You know that, yes, the, you know, Josh Harris and all those guys, they're paying the Sixers employees that work inside the Wells Fargo Center until the end of the year. But what happens if all of next year there's no fans in attendance? They probably can't pay those people because it's a full other year of not being able to do that. It sucks, but it's probably going to happen at some point. I don't know. 610-632-0975. So Jeff tweets in, bars will be fully open by May 4th. MDW at the very latest and baseball stadiums will be open by July 4th with fans on a limited basis. Citizens Bank Park will be rocking this summer. Count on it. Well, Jeff, how can you say that? You don't know that. First off, the bars being fully open May 4th. How do you know that? Here's what I hate. And I'm not calling out Jeff here. I'm calling out everything in general. Remember earlier this week, the PGA announced, oh, the Masters are going to take place now in November. Well, what the hell happens if things aren't better come November? okay, you have the date set at least, but you can't word it as, hey, we rescheduled the Masters for November 9th. No, you should say, hey, if things are back to normal, we'll do the Masters November 9th. You can't say, Jeff, the president can't say this. The, you know, governors, mayors, nobody can say, hey, bars going to be open May 4th. You don't know that. What happens on April 30th when things open, when things are even worse? You can't say, well, bars going to be open May 4th. And the idea that Major League Baseball is having that baseball could play this year, but in Arizona and in Florida, that means Citizens Bank Park will not be rocking this summer. So I'm not going to count on it. I don't think that's going to happen. And I just wonder how people would be able to handle, you know, not being able to go to these games. 610-632-0975. So coming up in a little bit, so I'm going back and forth with E-Rock right now on Twitter, DMing him. I'm going to get him to call in at some point because I want to hear his thoughts, because we all know the 4th and John tailgate. We all know that. That's all bye-bye. And stinks. Like that would be gone for the 2020-2021 season. That would be gone. And that stinks. So I got to hear from, we'll talk to E-Rock in a little bit, because that's gone. And it's not just, you know, we had the caller call in saying, hey, you know, I go to Xfinity Live every single Flyers game. That's gone, right? Can't do that anymore. But imagine those tailgates where it's parties and you built a family that way. Pretty much. It's your second family. That's gone. Let's go to Bob in South Jersey. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Thanks for taking my call. I just got a couple of ideas on what they should do with all these, with fans in attendance at games and all that. I just don't see NHL and the NBA coming back. I just don't see it. I don't see it happen. And I think, in my opinion, I think that NBA players are the most give me this, give me that players. That's just how I feel. And I think they really want to go back to work. And, like, they're the guys that are having the horse competitions on ESPN. I think that starts tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, right? At 7 o'clock. And, Bob, you bet your ass I'm watching it. I'm probably betting on it. And it's probably sad, but I miss sports. I need something, you know?
I'm right there with you, man. I'm going to be watching it. I'm going to be watching it because I can only watch the replay of the Masters tournament so many times.
Oh, yeah, they were doing that last night. And, like, yeah. I still found myself watching it, Bob. Like, I still found myself glued to the TV screen. I knew the result, right? I know he's going to miss this putt. I know he's going to make this chip shot, and yet I'm still watching it.
I watched it all, too, man. I'm all over it. But one of the things I think is, I think they'll do MLB. I think MLB will come back, and I think that MLB, they're going to play without fans for a while. I mean, if you think about it, what's the biggest congregation of human beings on our planet? It's sporting events, you know, and it happens on a daily basis. And if they want to really nip this thing in the bud and not have it come back, I just don't see, them letting people into games until they have some sort of vaccine or real treatment for it.
All right, let me ask you something, Bob, because do you go to these games?
Yes. So, on a regular basis. I'm not a season ticket holder, but, you know, I go on a regular basis.
So, all right, so you go on a regular basis. So you seem to be a guy that still wants sports back, and that's awesome. And, like, I kind of just want to have, like, this conversation now. So you want sports back, but how would it feel like, what's your fandom like if you can't go to a game, you know there's no fans there? Obviously, you're still going to be a fan of these teams. You're still going to watch every single game, and you're still going to be cheering for these teams. You're still going to be betting on these teams. You're still going to be loving it. But, like, what's that feeling on the inside when you know, wow, I can't go to a Phillies game all season long?
Depression?
Yeah.
Sadness?
you're probably right.
It's like whipped cream, but it's like no fat. It's like, yeah, it's getting the job done, but it ain't the real thing. That's how it would feel.
That's a great analogy, Bob. I appreciate the call, man. 610-632-0975. So we're going to have E-Rock on coming up in a little bit, looking for 11 o'clock. But he tweeted in, he did respond to the tweet, I can't imagine not being there. It's weird for me to watch a game at the link, even on replay. But yes, bring it back, whatever it takes, as long as everyone is healthy and safe. So it's a good answer. But I want to kind of just like dive into, like, man, the tailgate's gone. And it's not just his tailgate, it's all tailgates. Every tailgate is gone. And every watch party's gone. And all that stuff. People keep on saying, well, will bars be open? I don't know. I don't know what the rules are going to be. I don't know what the rules are going to be. Did you ever hear from your friend, Josh? Did he ever text you back, or is he not a real friend?
Apparently, he's not a real friend.
No, he's not a real friend. Because I want to hear from people that have these season tickets that make it an event every single year, 8 weeks in the Eagles season. And, you know, 81 Phillies games. You know that there's a guy. You probably know someone that does the whole 81 games at home for the Phillies. And again, if not, they make it to at least 70. I went to 50 last year, 50 the year before. I don't know what it's going to be like not being able to go to Citizens Bank Park, walking in through those doors. I just, we talk about sports. So something that Anthony and I love doing is on during the midday show is talking about, you know, the stuff that goes with sports. And it's not just seeing the game, but like how your senses, your other senses, other than just your eyes, go along with sports. And we talked about it the other day with baseball. When it comes to baseball, it's sound, and it's the crack of the bat or the pop of the mitt. It's the roar of the crowd when something big happens. We've been doing these playbacks every day at 12:20. And the Phillies ones have been some of the most fun because as the game goes on, the crowd noise gets louder and louder. Like, you know, we did Roy Halladay's no-hitter the other day in the NLDS. And, you know, the roar of the crowd, his first strike, okay, nice and loud. Then he gets the final out of the third inning. It's a nice round of applause. Then he gets the final out of the fifth inning. Final out of the sixth inning, it's louder and louder. Then he gets the final out of the eighth inning, and you know you're three outs away from seeing history. A no-hitter in the playoffs, only done one time before. And then each out, it just gets louder and louder and louder. That's gone. Unless, like, NBC Sports Philly would be able to pump in crowd noise through your TV, or if Citizens Bank Park itself is able to pump in crowd noise. I don't know what the rules would be. Remember, there's rules against pumping in crowd noise. How many times have people said that Seattle pumps in crowd noise, right? They claim that it's not all natural sound from the fans there. We hear about that all the time. Didn't the Falcons get in trouble a few years ago?
Pretty much every team that plays in some form of a dome have been accused of it.
Yes, and I think the Falcons actually got in trouble a few years ago for pumping in crowd noise. So I wonder if teams can do that at home and if they can do it to a certain level. And if they can do it at certain points, like, I don't know. But that's all gone. That entire experience is gone. I want sports back as much as the next guy. But I wonder how many people would miss the experience of being able to go. And how that everyday life, because let's face it, right? You know how things go. The Eagles are, they have two straight games on the road. Right? Last year, they had three straight road games. That first game home, you know, after that Sunday, after that final road game, and let's say you're going to that home game, you're 7 days away, you're 6 days away, 5 days away, 4 days away from being inside Lincoln Financial Field cheering on the Eagles. You're 1 day away. You can't sleep the night before. You wake up, you're exhausted because you only slept 2 hours because you're too excited, but forget about it. You're wide awake because you're in the car now heading to the link. That's gone. Can't do that. It's the one time you don't mind traffic. I still remember going to the final game of the 2007 Phillies regular season. And the Phillies, that was the game they won on game 162. The Marlins beat the Mets. We all remember that. I was driving from Mullica Hill to Philly. And we were stuck in traffic in Deptford, New Jersey. My dad tried taking back roads because, you know, he's listening to the news report, the traffic report. All right, Route 42, Route 55 backed up, trying to find back roads. We're driving through Deptford. Thankfully, we left the house around like 10:30, 11 o'clock for the 1 o'clock first pitch. Or if it was 3 o'clock first pitch, we left 2 hours before the game. So we could try to get there an hour before. I think we got there 30 minutes before first pitch. But that's the one traffic jam that you're okay with because you know that stadium's going to be rocking. You're like, all right, at least we're all going to the same place. It's not like this person's going to grandma's house and is causing all this traffic. No, we're all going to the Phillies game. We're all going to the Eagles game. It's the one time you're okay with traffic jams, except when you're leaving the place after a loss and you hate it. But that's all gone. Like, all that stuff, all those little things that go along with the sports itself would go away. And that sucks to think about. 610-632-0975. So I also just put out a tweet. Today marks 1 month since the last NBA NHL games. How are you holding up? You know, talk to me. And Harry the K tweets in, not the Harry the K, but Harry the K tweets in, it's only been a month. Yeah, it's only been a month. 1 month of no live sports. You know, I know people that are betting on leagues in soccer that no one's ever heard of. I know people are streaming any way they can to try to pay attention to things.
I was so close to betting on table tennis the other day. I was this close.
Hold on. First of all, I guess that's social distancing. How long is a table? Ping pong table.
Probably a little further than 6 feet.
Let's look at the dimensions.
And then you see how far they back up, too, once they get a nice rally going.
Oh, 9 feet. All right. Okay. So you got your social distance. But you're right. These guys that are incredible at ping pong, you're right. They're like 3 feet off the table. What league? Like, what did you almost bet on? Was it just two random guys or was it a league?
I'm sure it's probably some type of league. I just saw the names. I saw it was table tennis. I was like, I might have to get in on this.
Professional.
I got the itch.
Professional.
I hope they're professional. It's not just some guy in the backyard in like Doylestown.
Professional ping pong league. That's USA table tennis leagues. All right.
Yeah, you skipped school before you turned on ESPN2. You get the strongman competitions. You get table tennis. God.
I love the strongman competition because there's always a Lithuanian in it. And I was like, I'm rooting for that guy. And I don't know if they ever won. But I was rooting for that guy. You're right, though. It's like it was like 11 o'clock in the morning. You're actually kind of like upset that you skipped school at that point because you're like, I'd be in recess right now with my friends.
Yeah, once you hit like the fifth rerun of SportsCenter, you're done with The Price is Right. You're like, what do I do now?
Yeah, you're like, oh my God. Oh, I guarantee you this guy makes a diving play because I've seen this highlight 55 times. Because your eyes are bleeding from the 3 hours of Mario Kart you just played. And you're like, oh my God. I should be at school right now. And then like you get to that period where you're like, all right, I know I would be in this class that I hate right now. So I'm happy that I'm home. And then like it's 40 minutes goes by and you're like, oh damn. I wish I was on the bus with my friends.
Yeah, then there's the days where you make it past the third period that you hate and you have the miraculous recovery. You come in for the half day because you know if you come in for the half day, you get to play after school.
Yeah, you're right. It's good work by you. All right, E-Rock's going to call in at 11 o'clock. We all know who E-Rock is, right? He's a great man, does a lot of great things, but also holds that huge tailgate, 4th and John, during the season, during the Eagles season. Eight weeks where there's a lot of people packed in, and that's something that's going to disappear if you can't have fans in attendance this year. People keep on tweeting me, if football will be back, football, we don't know. That's the thing. You can be all, I'm a strong man, and this virus doesn't scare me. Like, you can be as tough as you want to be. Somebody already tweeted in, you know, call me the P word, right? And it's like, dude, it's not that. It's that we literally don't know what's going on. So how about you just open your damn eyes, dude? I'm hoping as much as you that football is back because football is Americana and strong and football is back and we beat the virus. Like, I still remember a few weeks ago, with all due respect, I ripped the guy on air, with all due respect, whoever the health official is of Philadelphia, during his press conference was, we're Philadelphia, we're tougher than any virus. And I'm like, dude, are you freaking serious? It's not like you could throw a right hook at the virus. Right? You're not pulling the shirt off like in a street hockey fight and throwing uppercuts. So the whole, oh man, this country's gone soft. Dude, I don't want to go on because I'll start cursing soon. You moron. 610-632-0975. So we'll talk to E-Rock at 11 o'clock. Coming up at 10:30. Coming up next. Josh, I want to get your thoughts on it, but I'm going to give the Bob Nightingale report from yesterday regarding what baseball could do and how baseball could still play this year around 100 games, but it's not what we're used to, and it wouldn't be in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas. Taking until noon right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
10:30, 97.5 The Fanatic. Andrew Salchunas taking you till 12. So we got E-Rock calling in at 11 o'clock because I want to talk about how much our lives would change if we could, if we have to go a full season of no attendance in sports. Right? So you can't go to an Eagles game during the 2021 season. So this entire year. You can't go to an entire Phillies season, and we're going to do that next year. You can't go to an entire Flyers or Sixers season. Not the remainder of this one, but the full slate next year. So we're going to talk to E-Rock, who holds a big tailgate during Eagles games, and that's something that disappears. But something I want to get to real quick before we talk about the possible restructure of Major League Baseball for this season. I want to talk about Operation Shop Local. Small businesses are the backbone of our local communities, and right now they could use our help. So we're introducing 97.5 The Fanatic's Operation Shop Local. Our initiative is set up to encouraging gift card purchases from your local business and to highlight those offering home delivery or curbside pickup. Business owners, go to 975thefanatic.com and list yours in our free directory. The Fanatic is promoting this for our listeners to review and patronize whenever possible. So Operation Shop Local, because we are all in this together, from the Beasley Media Group and 97.5 The Fanatic. And I actually want to give a shout out to this one place, right? It's called Happy Hour Hospitality. Happy Hour Hospitality. You can find them on Twitter or Instagram at Happy Hour Hospitality. It's actually run by somebody that I grew up with, Brian. Went to elementary school with him. He grew up in my neighborhood a long time. And they're doing something really cool right now. Now, one of these industries is taking a hit. He owns a catering company. There's no events to cater right now. There's no weddings. There's no gatherings. Nothing's going on. So it's a shame that companies like that, like I was talking to a buddy of mine who actually was the DJ at my wedding last week. That's another company, right? DJs. They're losing money because there's nothing to DJ. So everybody's trying to find ways. So the DJ did a live Instagram video last week for people to pay attention to. But Happy Hour Hospitality is doing something really cool, and they're doing the curbside drop-off or the drop-off at your house. And it's an incredible meal, and it's an incredible deal. I mean, overall, with tip, we spent under $100 for the wife and I. Now, I've been talking about it all week. We've been moving into the new place. Our first night was two nights ago, and two nights ago was a living hell because we couldn't get the damn couch into the house. We couldn't do anything. It was a complete S show. Couldn't do anything right. Nothing was working out. Things were falling apart. But fortunately, we had food coming our way because we ordered ahead of time. We knew that day, we're not going to want to cook. We're not going to want to do anything. So it's one of those companies that I want you guys to check out. Happy Hour Hospitality. It was a three-course meal. You know, a nice soup in the beginning, a dinner. You know, it was chicken and rice, but like really good chicken. And then an incredible dessert, olive oil cake. Which I was like, what is olive oil cake? And I ate it, and it was fantastic. So they give a couple of options. It was only one appetizer, one dessert option, but then they gave you a choice of which dinner you want. So check them out at Happy Hour Hospitality. It was a fantastic meal, and they give you a lot. Like, we finished it yesterday. We actually had two meals out of it. The cake is a full cake. It's not, here's a piece of cake. No, we got a full cake. And the two of us are still eating it. We still have half of it. I ate it for breakfast this morning because I have nothing in the house. So check them out. Something that's awesome right now that you should definitely check out and help them out. Because right now, Operation Shop Local, not only here at the Fanatic, but your own Operation Shop Local. You want to help out anybody in your local community. It's a couple guys that work in the Philadelphia area. So check them out, definitely. 610-632-0975. So, Josh, I don't know. Did you see this yesterday, the Bob Nightingale report about how baseball could restructure its league for this season?
Yeah, it did come across my Twitter timeline. Yeah.
So, first off, let me point out, Jason Stark put out a tweet saying, he was talking to an executive and said, if anybody thinks they know something, they're full of bleep because nobody actually knows what's going on.
But Bob Nightingale got a report from somebody, and he actually had Tony La Russa, a lot of quotes from Tony La Russa. So I wonder if it was Tony himself that was a part of it. I mean, Tony's still a big part of baseball. They're considering doing a Grapefruit League and a Cactus League. And you go, wait, that sounds familiar. Yes, it does, because it's the spring training leagues. So the Phillies, obviously, part of the Grapefruit League, playing in Clearwater, Florida. You know, the Cactus League takes place in Arizona. What they're considering doing is splitting up the league into the Grapefruit League and the Cactus League. It's actually not going to be any different than what it is already come spring training time. But they'll also make divisions. So the Phillies division would have the New York Yankees, the Detroit Tigers, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Toronto Blue Jays. And you ask why, you know, that's pretty random. The reason why is because all of their facilities are within or just over a one-hour bus ride. And with no traffic on the roads, right, it's going to be quick. Even quicker than what the normal time would be. So those would be your division opponents. So think about it. The Phillies' 2020 division opponents would be the Yankees, tough team. Blue Jays, you know, fun team to watch. A lot of young players on that squad. They'll probably be fun to watch over the next couple of years. And then they have the Tigers and the Pirates who stink. Forget about winning the division first. Let's talk about this idea of still playing baseball, having a totally different division. You're not playing the Nationals, the Braves, the Mets, the Marlins. No, you're playing totally different teams. And if the Phillies get to the World Series, they would be playing the winner of the Cactus League, which, you know, I think actually the Nationals and the Braves are in the Cactus League. So we figure that out. I got to look it up. But it'd be totally different. It's one of those years where who cares? So sorry, they are both in Grapefruit. But they could be playing in a playoff game. They're not in the same, you know, division. It's one of these years where you find anything to do. In the record books, because baseball still cares about their record books, whatever, stupid. You put the asterisks next to it. All right, the 2020 season, Phillies World Series champs, winners of the Grapefruit League, not the National League. Josh, are you okay with it, A, that you'll be getting sports back, but are you okay with it that it would all take place in Florida and it would all take place in Arizona? Because the initial Jeff Passan report from earlier in this week was that they would all play in Arizona. Now it's half in Arizona, half in Florida. Are you okay that there is no chance that the Phillies even play at Citizens Bank Park?
I'm more okay with this proposal than other ideas I've heard of. Now, we're just talking out loud here about how this would work. One, the safety. You think that this is going to work out a little bit better than all these teams having to travel and everything.
Yeah, flight's gone.
Exactly. Now you have two. You have the new division opponents, which is fun. The idea of the Yankees, which you've mentioned. I mean, we would all dream of the Yankees being in our division.
Just
having a little rivalry with them for a season. But also, even though Pittsburgh's not that good, when you factor in Pittsburgh, there is a hatred between those two actual cities.
Yes.
That bringing back a little bit of that old Pirates versus Phillies, even though they were kind of good at different times, that'd be fun as well. That'd be a different element. And then the third thing is, I like that it's cleaner. You're keeping these teams in, that were playing in the Grapefruit League, in the Grapefruit League, the teams that are playing in the Cactus League, in the Cactus League. It reminds me of the move of the Astros from the NL Central to the AL West, where you had a division of six teams. Didn't really seem clean. You had a division of four teams.
Yeah.
You kind of even everything out. I think keeping the Cactus League and the Grapefruit League kind of cleans things up too.
Yeah, instead of like doing like, all right, so the Phillies are going to go to the Cactus League, right? Like, no, it's like, hey, they have a facility in Clearwater, Florida, and they're in the Grapefruit League, so we're gonna keep it that way. It's not like they're not making any radical changes in terms of the leagues from the spring training divisions. The only radical change is that's now regular season for whatever amount of games. And in the report, Bob wrote that there would be, I think, 12 series. Either 12 series or 12 games. I have to go back to it. 12 series or 12 games within your division. So if it's 12 three-game series, that's 36 games. And you're playing the Yankees 36 times. And then you're playing 36 times with the other four teams in your division. Or it's just 12 games. I think it was 12 games. So you would play the Yankees 12 games, 6-6. 6 at Clearwater and 6 at the Yankees spring training facility. So those 6 games, those 12 games times 4 is 48. And then you also played the other 6 teams or the other 10 teams 6 times. So there, the Phillies, I think, would be, what, the Grapefruit League North or something like that. And then there's the other three, the other two divisions in the Grapefruit League. So there's five teams in each team, in each division. You would play each of those teams outside of your division six times. So that's another 30 games, another 60 games. So now you're at 60 games plus the 48 that you're playing within your division. That's 108 games. I got to it finally. 108 games you'd be playing. You would not do any interleague play. You're not playing anyone from that Cactus League because you don't want to fly. You don't want to risk air travel. You don't want to fly to Arizona. The only time there would be a team flying, if they would fly, is for the World Series, which would take place between the winner of the Grapefruit League and the winner of the Cactus League. And the only thing that they need to figure out, again, this was in the Bob Nightingale story, is that there are teams that share facilities during spring training. Now, you don't want that because you're trying to limit as many people together as possible. So what you could do is the Tampa Bay Rays, obviously their spring training facility is in Florida. They can play in their dome stadium, their regular season stadium, and then whatever team that somebody shares with, they can then play at Tampa's spring training facility. So there you go. You solve one problem. There's 26 fields available, 30 teams. You need to find a home for four other teams. And there are teams that share stadiums. There are teams that play in domes. Obviously, the Diamondbacks could play in their stadium. The Rays could play in their stadium. The Marlins could play in their stadium. So that means three fields right there open up. Three spring training facilities open up right there. It's something to look forward to if it does happen. It's not anything that's set in stone. Again, Jason Stark's tweet after that article came out was he spoke with an executive. And an executive said, whoever's saying they know something is full of it because we don't know what's going on. But it is a possible idea, and it's something that I'm all for because it means baseball's back, and I would love that. 610-632-0975. That's part of the conversation we can have. The other thing, the main topic of conversation today, is how you would handle a full calendar year of not being able to attend sports. And somebody asked me, isn't that what we're doing right now? Yes, it is something that we're doing right now. But the NBA and NHL got cut. Like, it was like mid-season. You still had 60 games that you had an opportunity to go to, or 30 home games you had an opportunity to go to. I'm talking about the next full season for the NBA and NHL, the upcoming full NFL season, and not this current season for Major League Baseball, but the next full season for Major League Baseball. You can't go to any games. How much does that change your life, especially if you're a season ticket holder? E-Rock, who is a season ticket holder, hosts the 4th and John tailgate. He's going to be calling in at 11 o'clock because I want to see how much that would change for him. And I just want to talk about it. It's not like a, would you do it? Yes or no? Yeah, that was kind of the Twitter poll, but I kind of just want to open it up. Whatever side you're on, I want to talk about it. 610-632-0975. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you until noon right here on The Fanatic.
The Fanatic.
1047, 97.5 The Fanatic, Andrew Salchunas. I'm taking you until 12. Coming up at 11 o'clock, the mighty E-Rock will be checking in because I'm very interested to hear his thoughts on a possible no fans in attendance. And again, I'm making this up, right? Like, it's not like it's something that I read somewhere. I'm kind of making this up. But is it crazy to think that there might not be no fans at an Eagles game? Or there's a possibility about no fans at a Phillies game next year or a Sixers or Flyers game? It's not crazy to think that. But before we get to that, there's a story. I'm moving into a new place. So my life's been pretty hectic lately. You know, I come in here around 8 o'clock, 6 days a week. I don't know what days they are. I find out when I come in if I'm hosting or if I'm producing for Anthony. I find out that morning. So once I get home, I haven't really been like reading anything. I haven't been checking my phone. I've been missing stuff. So I just saw something from the New York Post and Andrew Marchand about Drew Brees. Did you see this yesterday? Drew Brees is already signed. Like, it's already done. He's signing with NBC Sports for when he retires. So it's like he's signing a contract before he even starts. It looks like there was a battle between NBC and ESPN. ESPN is doing whatever they can. I will give them credit. They're doing whatever they can to replace this Monday night crew. I don't know how they thought it would have been okay last year. Because year one of Joe Tessitore, Booger McFarlane, and Jason Witten, who was awful. He was terrible, Jason Witten. He signed a deal with the Raiders. I think there are people that don't know that he actually is still playing. And it's not with the Cowboys now. He signed a deal with the Raiders. He was so bad that he went back into football for two more years.
And what a surprise that was, because he's so well-spoken. Like, yes. He's an intelligent guy. It's just not the job for him.
Yeah, and he, you know, tight end is normally a pretty smart position. Obviously, the best analysts are normally the backup quarterback. Like, the best coach, the best analyst. It's usually the backup quarterback or the starting quarterback. But he does a pretty damn good job in, like, in terms of, like you said, just talking, like, media stuff. But he was just an awful color commentator on Monday Night Football. And then for some reason, ESPN thought it would still be good year two just without Witten. It would just be Tessitore and Booger McFarlane. And that turned out to be a disaster, too. It was awful. Like, it might not even be Booger. Like, Booger, he's the meme, right? Because he's, like, the obvious facts guy. Like, oh, if they score a touchdown here, they're going to score 6 points. And it's like, all right, thanks, Booger. Like, I appreciate that. But the guy who should get the majority of the ripping is Joe Tessitore. Because Carson Wentz, on first down, the first play of the game, could throw an incompletion, and he will make it sound like it was the final play of the Super Bowl, the way he reacts. So ESPN, I got to give them credit, is trying to do whatever they can to fix things. But nobody wants to go there. Peyton Manning probably, I don't know, he's doing the Peyton places, right? So I'm sure he's got to get it.
You got to factor in, like, when you see examples of Peyton Manning doing something like that, you go, okay, at least I see how he, like, reacts to these plays, how he describes it to fans and everything. This is how it translates to this position, compared to going for a guy who's essentially equally as qualified in Drew Brees, but I don't have really any tape on him in that role.
Yeah, I mean, he does radio interviews every once in a while, but it's...
So do all the big quarterbacks.
Like, okay, so Tony Romo went from playing to broadcasting. I think he may have taken 1 year off. And I remember reading the article, like, he wowed everyone in his practice run, that it was like, you're hired. It wasn't like, hey, let me... It wasn't even, hey, here's some tape. Like, I've been in my basement doing color commentating, you know, watching random YouTube games or watching games live. It was literally like, yeah, sure, I'll try. And now he's the highest paid color commentator in the league.
And the first time you listen to him, you're like, no offense to Phil Sims, he's great and everything, but Tony Romo's better than Phil Sims.
It's actually funny. I talked about that yesterday because we did the Eagles playback from the Eagles-Steelers. It was week 3, 2016. The Wentz to Sproles, the wheel route, the incredible play. Phil Sims was awesome. He's another guy who would say stupid things every once in a while, and then people would make that the meme. But what about the other 3 hours he was on the broadcast for? He was great. But Tony Romo was better. You're right. Drew Brees is one of those guys where, all right, we'll find out. Like, he's got a good personality. Everybody knows that. He's just going to jump in. But he's going to NBC. Picking over, he's not doing ESPN. He's going to pick NBC. And they're smart. Because Al Michaels, to me, with all due respect, I mean, he's one of the best who have ever done it. Al Michaels, to me, is starting to lose it a little bit. Like, he's losing his fastball. That Super Bowl broadcast in 2017 was horrendous. He was terrible. My favorite broadcast, if you go back to listen to the calls, was actually Kevin Harlan. I think he was doing it for Westwood One. His calls were great. The Philly special call from Kevin Harlan, he dropped the "What did I just see?" Like, that was great. Whereas Al Michaels always does, and touchdown. And it's like, all right, dude, like, give me a little bit more here.
And you saw it before with, like, Pat Summerall when he got up there in years. Pat Summerall was great, all-time great. Yep. But later on, they just start to lose something. And I know people hate Joe Buck, but Joe Buck still has his fastball.
Yeah, Joe Buck's still great. And, you know, I feel bad ripping. Like, I'm not ripping these guys. It's not like, oh, Michaels, he should hang him up. He stinks. It's just like, all right, NBC is smart. They're already considering the next step. That's why they gave Mike Tirico a lot of money years ago. They got Mike Tirico doing the Notre Dame football, right? So everybody knows he's on NBC because everybody watches Notre Dame football. Whether you're a Notre Dame fan or not, you're watching it at Notre Dame football. It happens. So you got that going on with Mike Tirico. And then they're going to do Drew Brees as the color commentator because Chris Collinsworth is another guy. I don't think Chris Collinsworth's losing it, I think Chris Collinsworth actually had a better year last year. And the reason why I say this, I said this to the bro a few weeks ago. Tony Romo doing the whole predicting plays before they happen. I think all those guys can do that. It's just they never did it. Like, Tony Romo was the first of his kind because Tony Romo had no broadcasting history that he just goes up into the broadcast booth and is like, oh, I guarantee you this guy goes downfield. And people loved it. His first game that he did, people went nuts like, oh my God, Tony Romo knows all these plays. He's so smart. And then Chris Collinsworth started doing it too because he's been doing it for so long. He's been a part of football for so long. He knows the plays too. They sit and talk with the coaches ahead of time. They do one-on-one meetings with the coaches, so they kind of know what the game plan will be that week. So they know what's coming. It's just Romo was the first of his kind to actually predict it. So I think Collinsworth was actually better last year than years previous because he started implementing what Tony Romo did. But at some point, he's going to want to retire, and he's going to want to not have to travel every single week, even though I'm sure it's fun for a lot of guys being able to see the world for 16 weeks out of the year and get paid handsomely to do it. But they're getting ready to do Tirico and Drew Brees. And I think that actually sounds like a pretty good crew. We'll see. We all remember Tirico and Gruden. They were awesome. They were great together. Drew Brees is not John Gruden in terms of being a wacko. But Mike Tirico does a great job. Mike Tirico is a pro's pro when it comes to doing play-by-play. And if Drew Brees, I mean, they must think he's pretty good if they're already signing him to a contract. When he just re-signed with the Saints, that's going to be something to pay attention to. 610-632-0975. Mitch, you hang tight. Coming up next at 11 o'clock, we're going to talk to E-Rock because I want to sort of talk about his feelings toward a possibility of no fans in attendance for not only the rest of this season for Sixers and Flyers and Phillies, but what about Eagles football? What about an empty link? What about no tailgating? I'm Andrew Salchunas. Take you till noon right here on the Fanatic.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
11 o'clock, 97.5 The Fanatic. I'm Andrew Salchunas, taking you until noon. D-Linen will then be on the show from 12 until 3, I believe. But right now, so the big topic of conversation that I'm having today is the idea of not having the ability to attend a sporting event. And it's one thing to say, okay, so I can't go to a Sixers playoff game if they lose in round one. I don't really care. The Flyers game, people are going to be upset about. Phillies might not even be playing in Philadelphia, right? With the Bob Nightingale report yesterday, they could just be playing in Florida. But I want to sort of expand that because there's this idea that, it's not an idea. I keep on saying idea, but it's not an idea. It's kind of factual evidence that a vaccine might not be ready for 18 months. Now, I know that the brightest minds, technology's better. They're going to try to speed up the process to make it faster so that hopefully we get one sooner. But let's just go with the typical 18 months. That means we're going into next year, people. That means next year, social distancing will still be going on. We've only been through 1 month so far of no sports. It's only been 1 month. Think about 17 more months. Think about next year. So there's a possibility, right now it's hypothetical, but it's not crazy to think that there is a chance that if sports do return, and the idea is if sports return, no fans will be in attendance, it is a possibility that if football does continue this year, that there will be no fans allowed in attendance. They're not going to just say, all right, we'll allow 10,000 fans in. No, it's going to be zero fans, that's it. The only people there will be players, trainers, coaches, security, you name it. That's it. And with no fans in attendance, that also means no tailgating. That means the gates won't be opening up at 10 a.m. for that 1 o'clock kickoff for you to hang out with your friends, your family, your second families. So that's why I want to go to the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast and talk to a man who built an incredible tailgate. We all know the 4th and John tailgate. And it's, of course, the mighty E-Rock on Twitter. E-Rock, what's going on, man? How are you?
Andrew, good morning, good afternoon. I don't even know what it is anymore. I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Well, yeah, that's the funny thing. I made the joke last week on Twitter, but I'm actually kind of serious. Like, I come in at 8 o'clock for producing Anthony during the midday or for coming in here to do the show. So regardless, I'm coming in at 8 o'clock 6 days out of the week. I find out when I get here if I'm hosting or if I'm producing because all the days are just mixing up at this point.
You ever just show up on a Sunday by accident and be like, oh, today's my day off. I didn't realize that.
I may have last week. I don't want to admit to it, but I may have last week. But anyways, I hope you're staying healthy. I hope you're, you know, doing whatever you can to enjoy yourself during this social distance period. And I hope you're still finding any way to be happy. And I don't know, like, what are you doing to kill time right now?
Well, I'm rediscovering a lot of old hobbies that I had that I just, for lack of any and all entertainment, are getting back into. I spent some time down the beach doing a little striped bass fishing on the Raritan Bay.
That's
I've
nice.
Been painting. I'm getting my Bob Ross on right now. I'm putting together some DJ mixes. I'm just trying to occupy my mind with any and all hobbies that I used to have, rediscovering old ones, keeping up on new ones. But, it ain't easy.
It's kind of crazy that we're killing time, but we're also like kind of I'm kind of enjoying being able to do stuff. Like, I just moved into a new place and I have to fix it up a little bit. So I'm kind of enjoying the free time that I have to be able to do this kind of stuff. But then when I realized it didn't take as long as it would have if I was not lazy, right? Like, during sports seasons, I can be lazy and say, all right, hon, I'll do some of it, but I have to be done by 7 o'clock because I got to watch the Sixers game. It actually ends up only taking me 30 minutes to do something. I go, oh, damn, it's only noon. And I still have like 10 hours before I go to bed. What do I do?
Oh, I know, exactly. And you're not to this point yet, but take it from a father, right? Father of two wonderful kids. Family time is great. But, you know, you can only take so much of this family time. And
yeah.
Someday you'll have kids and you'll understand the wonderful, they're the love of your life, your pride and joy. But I got to get out of this house, bro.
I bet that the first couple of days you loved having more than just like 30 minutes to spend real quality time with your kids. And all of a sudden 2 days go by and you're like, all right, we're doing this quality time again today because we got nothing else.
You know, how many times can you play the same games and how many times can you watch the same movies and how many times, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you watch all the Pixar, all the Disney movies, you name it. So E-Rock.
I know Frozen 2 word by word.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, and that's Frozen 2. I'm sure you already knew Frozen 1 word by word. So now you got two straight movies that you know all the words for. So the main reason that I wanted to get you on, it's always great catching up with you, but I'm sort of having a hypothetical conversation, and it's not, I don't even want to call it hypothetical, because it's a very real possibility that there's a chance that football does return. But if the same social distance practices are being done, there's a chance that no fans are allowed to be in attendance. They're talking about if the NBA and NHL return for at least the playoffs this year, they're not going to allow fans in attendance. If baseball ends up starting this year, which I think it will, but we don't know if it's in respective home cities or if it's in Florida and Arizona. Those were the latest reports yesterday. Again, no fans in attendance. If the football season starts, but no fans are allowed to go, what would life be like for you? For 8 games a season, you are a season ticket holder. You are the I don't want to say an owner, but the leader of a great tailgate, the 4th and John tailgate. That goes out the window. I know you and your buddies, you guys travel to some games. What is life like for you when you can't go to 8, 10, 12 football games, especially for the Eagles?
Yeah, well, you know me, season ticket holder, you know, grew up going to tailgates and my family's tailgates. My family's entire calendar year is set around Eagles season. My father's on the Eagles drum line. We know not to have any weddings or anything during the fall that would interfere with football season. As I mentioned, my two kids, right, their birthdays are in May and July. Those are called football babies because we time the babies that it doesn't interfere with football season. Our entire life, our watches are set to football season. But honestly, I would gladly sit on the couch on my rear end for a year if it meant that it just comes back.
And look, I don't know what's going to happen for football season. I don't know if there's gonna, not going to be any fans in attendance. I'm not sure if they're going to do limited access to it. I don't know what they're going to do because, simply put, 2 months ago, I never thought we'd be in the position that we're in right now.
Right.
So 2 months from now, God only knows. Hey, this thing, whole thing could blow over. It could get worse. It could mean that football season's canceled. It could mean without fans. But either way, I would gladly sacrifice going to the games, doing the tailgates, if it just meant that we all as a fan base who are so in love with the football team that wears that midnight green, if it meant it came back.
Yeah, and you're right. And I think, you know, listen, I put a Twitter poll out to start the show. 85% say, yeah, they'll give up a full year of being able to attend as long as they get sports back. A lot of people are on the same page with this. But I kind of just want to have, like, the conversation that, all right, so what is life now like for you? Like, how much does it change? I mean, when's the last time you missed an Eagles home game? Do you recall?
I've missed 4 Eagles home games since Lincoln Financial Field opened.
Oh, my. So that's, what, 2002?
Yeah, 2002. And even post this, let's say this whole thing blows over, right? And for and some miracle of God, a vaccine is made in time for football season, or they're, you know, allowing fans to attend however whatever process that they put in place. You know my tailgate. I mean, you've seen it on social media. We're not doing that anymore. I mean, think about just the social. Think about what was normal for me 6 months ago. You got 150 people coming in and out of the tailgate.
Yep.
I'm up there on a ladder with a goofy Pope hat on, with a double barrel beer bong, pouring beer, saying a little prayer to the Howie, the Doug, and the Ginger Jesus Carson Wentz drink, and people are slamming them down. I'm up on that ladder for 30 minutes. There must be 100 mouths on that beer bong.
Yeah, you're not using alcohol wipes, right? Like you're not rubbing them down.
This was normal 6 months ago. Now I look at it, I go, oh my God, what the hell were we thinking? There's bottles being passed around, and it's 95 degrees out, and people are sweating and dancing and partying. Like, I'm almost kind of grossed out by it at this point.
Yeah, but you can't be, because that was normal life. I mean, we all did the college tailgates. How many times did you do keg stands where, again, same thing, you're passing that around? I mean, I was just joking around about it earlier today. Dr. Fauci said that we shouldn't be shaking hands anymore. If you're at a sporting event and you see Carson Wentz throw a touchdown, you tell me you can't high-five the guy next to you?
It's going to change. It's going to happen one of two ways. Either it's going to change everything, or when this thing finally blows over for about 2 months, we'll peek our head outside and every red-blooded American will appreciate everything that we took for granted, including sports, including high fives, including giving people hugs, including drinking with friends. We're all going to take it and savor every moment for about 2 months. And then we're going to go right back to normal, acting up and take everything for granted again, because that's just what we do, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, so last one for you, and I appreciate the time. You know, it's a Saturday morning. You got the kids to hang out with. I hope they're not going crazy yet.
I hope you're not going crazy yet.
All right, good. You're welcome. But so last one for you. What would the life of E-Rock be? A guy who you just talked about, you put on the Pope hat, you're doing the baptisms of the double beer bong, standing on top in front of everybody. What would the life of E-Rock be the day? Take me from morning of normally what a life is in your life going into an Eagles game, and now what it would be like with no attending, no tailgates, no nothing. Are you doing, I don't know, a beer bong yourself at your house? Like, what's your deal the day of an Eagles game now?
Well, believe it or not, man, I haven't had a drink in 7 years. I do all that shenanigans stone cold sober, believe it or not. But, yeah, I mean, normal game day is I'd be up at 3:30 in the morning down by the stadium by, like, 4:35 o'clock so that I could get, you know, the good spots. And
yep.
Frankie would bring down the trailer, and then Mom would follow up. And you know, we get out. It would be an all-day event. But, look, when it comes down to it, when you actually take a look at the essence of that jersey, that midnight green, that Eagles logo, what it means to be a Philadelphia team, it's about family and football and friends, right?
Yes.
So if there was no fans in attendance, yet there still was a season, I would just advise everybody to take it with that spirit. Enjoy it with your family. Enjoy the game of football. It's not just a game. It's a lifestyle for not only myself and my family, but so many other Philadelphians in the area. don't take anything for granted, because you never know when that stuff, either one way or another, gets taken away from you. I would enjoy my family. We'd be outside with the grill. We'd probably bring the TV outside just to try to get some sort of tailgate atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
And tailgate in the driveway. Hell, why not? Let's do it.
Yeah, very well said, E-Rock. I appreciate the time. And again, you're welcome for allowing some time, because it was a break from the kids on this Saturday morning. But thanks for calling in, man, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
I appreciate it. I'm back to dad mode.
All right, see you, man. There he is. There's E-Rock. It's a crazy thought, but it's very real. I hope I'm wrong. Like, nothing is set in stone yet, right? Like, in case somebody's going, why is this guy even talking about this? Like, it's they haven't said anything about that. Well, no, it's the idea that, okay, NBA and NHL, the current sports that would start the playoffs, if they came back today, they would have no fans in attendance. When baseball finally starts, they will not have fans in attendance. What makes football any different? I get it. It's the king sport out of the four. It makes the most money. It's not just the game. It's the life that goes around the game. That's why I had E-Rock on. There was a reason why I wanted him on, because of the big tailgate that everybody attends. He gets up at 3:30 in the morning for a 1 o'clock start to get the tailgate ready. Right? And I applaud him for all the stuff that he has done. And I'm sure we talk about taking things for granted. I'm sure there are people that took his tailgate for granted, because I know he didn't charge people for that kind of stuff. But everybody knew where to be. If you weren't going to that tailgate, you're going to your own or you're going to another. That is all gone. It's why, like, football is no different. There's more people at football games. 80,000 at Lincoln Financial Field, compared to 45,000 at a sold-out Citizens Bank Park, compared to about 20,000 at the Wells Fargo Center. I thought Wachovia Center, geez. Wells Fargo Center. There's 80,000 people. Four times the amount at a basketball or hockey game. So what makes it any different? If anything, there's more people. There's more of a risk. You're close. You're crammed. So it's crazy how much things are going to change. And that's why I wanted to have him on, just to sort of talk about that. And yes, he's on the same page as I am. We'll give it up for a year to have sports back. But you can't say it won't be different. It totally will be. It might not be different for me, because I don't go to many Eagles games because I'm working during them. I try to go to a good amount of... I think I went to like 10 Flyers games this year. And I went to probably 15 to 20 Sixers games. But then Phillies, obviously, I go to a lot. Right? I try to cover them any way I can for the station, for 97.5 The Fanatic, during the baseball show, whether I do some write-ups on the website. I try to cover them as much as I can. I'm not a journalist. I'm a guy on the radio. But I try to be as much of a journalist as I can when I go there, and whether it's interviewing someone or talking to people, you name it. That all goes away. And I'm okay with that for 1 year. But you can't say that it wouldn't be weird, that it wouldn't suck. For the people that never go, all right, it's no different for you. It's the only thing that's different is you don't see fans in the background, right? Eagles at the 50-yard line, you don't see the fans in the stands. First pitch of the Phillies game, you don't see anybody behind home plate. When they cut to the players against the boards in a hockey game, you don't see the people banging on the glass. That's gone. When Joel Embiid swats a shot into the fifth row, you don't see a guy catch it. You don't see the person with the beer that gets hit in the face and the beer spills over. No, you just see the ball go into an empty seat. That's all gone. That's the only difference for somebody who doesn't go to the games. But for people that go to the games and make a life out of it and spend their hard-earned money out of it, yes, you're saving money this year. Nice. Good for you. But you lose those moments. And I keep on going back to the 17-game plan that I had with my father from 2003 until 2011 with the Phillies. That was 17 games a season where he and I had, you know, father-son time. And it was great. I had a blast. That's no more. Like, I don't know what the father who has the 12-year-old kid who's trying to get him involved with baseball. It's gone. And it's a weird thought. 610-632-0975. So let's go to Andrew in Phoenixville. Andrew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up, Drew?
Good. I'm stuck in line at Giant waiting to be checked out. It's about 50 people long. It's ridiculous. I thought I'd give you guys a call, see how you guys are doing.
Hanging in.
It's ridiculous here. So in terms of sports, I miss it. I miss everything about it. I'm tired of the reruns.
Oh, my God. Andrew, you know, I can't tell you. I was so fired up for about the first 2 weeks. I was watching the MLB Network constantly and watching random games from games in 2011. There was a Tigers-Twins game. There was actually game 163 because they were tied for the division. So I watched that one. I've watched games from the 70s, 80s, and now I'm getting tired of it.
Yeah, there was a game I really, I was too young for. I think I was like 4 or 5 years old when Pete Rose, I think it was the game where Pete Rose hit the hit that put him in the lead for the most hits in Major League. And that was a pretty cool game, seeing what everybody was wearing back in the day. Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's crazy because these games that they broadcast, they're doing like one of the first games I watched, Andrew, was Yankees-Indians, and it was on the MLB Network, and it was Derek Jeter's first career home run. But
oh, my gosh. That would have been, what, 92, 93?
I think it was 96. But think of this, Andrew. It's Derek Jeter's first home run, but they're showing the whole game. So Derek Jeter didn't hit his home run till the sixth inning. So you're watching the first six innings, going like, all right, like I'm kind of just watching the baseball game and I'm waiting for the moment. They advertise it as, oh, tune in to see Derek Jeter's first home run. All right, but you still have to wait like 2 hours to see it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think it was, I talked to Dee last weekend about that, the Flyers-Penguins game when Keith Primeau finally hit the goal in like the third.
Fifth overtime winner,
Fifth overtime.
But you have to watch, you know, seven full periods first before you get to the fifth overtime.
Exactly. But in terms of fans coming up, I think fans absolutely need to be there because that shows support for each team and each game to show confidence that they're not going to give up on any of the sports teams. In terms of football, I really hope that football is back, but you know, you never know. I mean, you guys were talking about a half hour ago on the, you guys just don't know. We don't know.
No idea.
Sports is going to be back. I mean, I would love to see sports come back. I would love to, I mean, but this year is so up in the air. I think they moved the Masters to what, October, November?
November 9th, I think, would be the first day. If it happens.
Yeah. I mean, I'm supposed to be running the Broad Street Run next month.
Yeah.
But that got switched to October. So, you know, so many things are just so up in the air right now. But in all honesty, I think everybody just has to be safe, be patient. It's just 1 year. In 1 year out of, what, 30 or 40 years or 30, 50, 60 years that we're going to be alive, 1 year is easy to sacrifice.
Yeah.
I mean, it really
is. You're right, Andrew, and I appreciate the call. Like, you're right. Now, there's, of course, the people on Twitter that are like, oh, my God, this country's a bunch of peas. Right? Like, come on, man up. And it's like, dude, you can't just man up. Like, all right, I got an idea for you. For the this is a hoax or this isn't as bad as it is. Find 80,000 other people that feel the same way as you do and go into a crammed building. All right? Just do that and see what happens. And then we'll talk. Okay? Like, for the people that are like, oh, man, this is not tough. We can get, you know, can't take away football from us. Yeah, you know what? That would suck. Think about my job. I'm 1 month in talking about a world no sports on Sports Talk Radio. Baseball show, losing that. If there's no football, Eagles post game show, lost that, me and the bro. It sucks. There's a lot of things that I'm losing. A lot of things that a lot of people are losing. Now, fortunately, I'm just here talking sports. There's people that have lost more. And I think about the concession stand workers. And I know that there's people that are the owners of these teams are still paying these, you know, these workers, which is awesome. But I said it earlier, there's going to come a time where they're going to say, wow, I didn't reach the bottom line. I'll take the PR hit and I can't pay these people anymore. And I hope to God that doesn't happen. I hope to God that doesn't happen. Like, Mark Cuban is a guy that's doing a great job for all his employees. He was the first one to pay off all the employees. I pray to God that there's no
chance that that happens, where these hard workers at the Phillies games, Sixers games, Flyers games, Eagles games, I hope that they still get paid. But unfortunately, business people, it'll come a time where they go, I'm not hitting my bottom line. Where am I losing money? And that's what they do. And it's going to suck. And with no fans, let's face it, that's going to happen. They'll get money from TV revenue. That's great. But other than that, they're going to be losing a lot of money. Ticket sales, concession stand sales. That's all gone. I don't know. It's a weird world, but hopefully sports comes back. That's step one. And then hopefully we can have fans back in attendance. But it could be a while. And that's why I'm having that conversation today.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.